We have terrific relationships with Sheriff Cullen, who promised two school resource officers and delivered on both of them. And this is on the heels of the Uvalde shootings in the spring. So what a fantastic partnership we have with them. Fire Chief Longcar, we have a terrific partnership with. We just launched an Explorers program where we're going to get Story County fully staffed again. It's going to take us a little bit, but it's going to be, our motto is start and stay in Story. And so we got juniors and seniors that are, we're sort of training in these programs. So we're going to be able to staff it with our own people. So I just want to, you know, appreciate the relationship that we have with all of Story County, including its commissioners. And I'll turn the microphone off now. Thanks.
Thank you. That was a feel-good comment. I like that. Is there any other public comment regarding this item?
I'm busy. You see I'm busy.
All right. Not seeing any other public comments. Commissioner Mitchell or Vice Chairman Mitchell, you want to entertain a motion?
Happy to do so. Keith, is it okay if I just omit the date on the first part of that and modify the date on the second half of it?
Okay, let's this is under section 3.5.1 of the contract.
Yep.
And if we're gonna make an amendment to it, do you want to explain that amendment?
Yeah. So, Stacey York, for the record, we're going to start the program this month, February 2023, and it'll run through the end of the school year, which is June-ish 2023. So, in the part, it states that it's 21 to 22. I just want to amend those dates to have it just for the remainder of the calendar school year through their last day of school in 2023.
Sure. So what I'm thinking, maybe the cleanest way to do that, I mean, if we let the program run through June 30th, which is kind of the way it's structured right now, that to 2023, obviously getting the year correct. And then what I was thinking is the language in there says shall become effective after both parties sign and it's approved. There was a date given. If we just take that date out, then it becomes effective after both parties sign it and it's approved. And then it runs through this date certain. Does that work?
That should work, yes.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful.
Okay. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the Story County Senior Center to enter a contract with the Story County School District to provide breakfast and lunch to Hugh Gallagher Elementary School for the remainder of the 2022-23 calendar school year. As part of this motion, I move to amend Section 3.5.1 to eliminate the first date so that the contract becomes effective upon signature of both parties and approval and ending on June 30th of 2023.
Second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, moving right along to item number 25. This is discussion for possible action. Approve and authorize the county manager to sign a 12-month contract between Story County and Lakota HRM LLC, a Nevada limited liability company, to provide labor relation guidance and administration, interpret and guide application of labor agreements and personnel policies, perform and oversee administrative investigations, and ensure due process and discipline are administered in compliance with the union agreements and personnel policies. The contract is for $75 an hour, not to exceed 600 hours in a one-year period. County Manager Osborne.
All right, thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. I don't think I need to explain what you have in front of you. The agenda language is pretty explanatory. I just want to remind us that Jeannie Green is HRM Lakota services. She's got 30 plus years in HR. She's been off and on working with us to provide HR labor relations in the county, and this contract will be just to extend that one more year and keep that exclusive to just that, labor relations cases and working with our staff and the fire district on those types of cases. We have some new changes in staff. We have some new changes in elected officials, and we felt it would be appropriate just to go ahead and keep this resource on for one more year at the amount that shows in the agenda language. And I want to make it clear that this position answers to the HR director.
Wonderful. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about item number 25?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
I don't. Thank you.
All right. I do not have any questions or comments either. Is there any questions or comments from the public? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yep. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to sign a 12-month contract between Story County and Lakota HRM LLC, a Nevada limited liability company, to provide labor relations guidance and administration, interpret and guide application of labor agreements and personnel policies, perform and oversee administrative investigations, and ensure due process and discipline are administered in compliance with union agreements and personnel policies. The contract is for $75 an hour, not to exceed 600 hours in a one-year period.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 26, this is discussion for possible action. A possible augmentation to 001-117-53014-000, dues and subscriptions for an additional $48,803 to include year two of the Motorola contract that was signed and approved on January 7th, 2020 at the commissioners' meeting, and the adjustment of 001-117-64010-000 capital outlay of $26,095 for the dispatch recorder that was approved on May 4th, 2021 during the commissioners' meeting and was paid for in July of 2022. I believe Becky Parsons is going to handle this.
Yes, Becky Parsons for the record. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Hi, Becky Parsons for the record. These were just items that were overlooked in the budget review of 2022-23. And they were just recently found. The $26,000 was found in July, and the $48,001 was just found last month. So I just need to get those augmented or into my budget for this year.
All right. Thank you, Becky. Anything from the comptroller on this? Nope. Perfect. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about this augmentation?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this augmentation? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the augmentation to 001-117-53014-000 dues and subscriptions for an additional $48,803 and adjustment to 001-117-64160-000 capital outlay of $26,095.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to item number 27. This is discussion for possible action. Quarterly report. quarterly report by county manager on matters of the county, including but not limited to plans and programs, strategic planning, staffing and resources, capital improvements, community engagement, and other matters of county importance. County Manager Osborne.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. I always start with this is really your updates that you see from your department heads and elected officials. That is a lot of the update. I'm not going to go into those things that those department heads are really taking ownership on and leading themselves. They pretty much do it. We'll talk a little bit about, without much detail, because we talked about it earlier, we're aware that Tesla, the Gigafactory, is coming to an end of its abatements for property tax. That would be personal property and real property. And we're working as a team and with our lobbyists and other folks to make sure that we're communicating with the region, we're communicating with the governor's office and with the legislature, the needs for those funds and what they're going to be allocated to. Hence the capital improvement plan and other things we'll talk about in a little bit. I think we've seen in the news by now, the Gigafactory is going to look at an expansion at the site. and that will be an additional $3.5 billion investment. At this point, there's a lot of unknowns as far as the details of that, but assuming what we think may happen, we're well prepared to be able to handle the influx of building inspections, plan review, and other matters dealing with that facility. That application is expected to be heard by the Governor's Office of Economic Development, I believe on March 2nd. The third company we're dealing with in this SB1, SB2 realm of abatements is the Redwood Materials. As we're aware, they're going for a quote-unquote SB2 abatement. That's a $1.0 billion investment package. That would be 75% abated of property tax, technically 100% of sales tax. In that case, though, VCTC, the infrastructure, and the rail fund, those are special quarter-cent sales taxes approved by our voters. That would not be abated under the Redwood SB2. So we're working with the Redwood folks on negotiating. We're also communicating with the Governor's Office of Economic Development to address certain things, such as some capital improvements, particularly a road and some fire equipment or fire buildings. Are there any questions so far just on that package alone?
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin so far?
Not so far, thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you. I'll proceed. I just want to remind us and the public that the fiscal report that we've been talking about for some time is posted at the County Manager webpage. There's a link right on the left side that has the fiscal report, and you can take a look. It's supposed to be about 48 pages of simple, easy, bullet-pointed writing about the fiscal outputs that Story County is causing to Washoe County and the region, as well as our capital improvement requirements and our responsibilities, as well as some of our payback and other fiscal responsibilities, whether it's to all the, you know, the infrastructure at the park or otherwise. So I welcome anybody to read that document. And I remind us it's a fluid document and can be changed. Linda Ritter is still working on our strategic plan. As you're aware, she has been buried in the recruitment process for VCTC, so the strategic plan has taken a slow route on that. With that project completed, she said she's going to come back. We'll be able to get the strategic plan completed with the elected officials coming up next. She'll work with them individually for their needs, bring that all back to the board, do one more community outreach, which we've already done one, and then seek approval from this board. I will say on the capital improvement plan that each of the departments had worked with her on creating their own individual department capital improvement plan, and Jennifer is reviewing that and working with each department on their budgets to comply with those plans. The last part here I'm going to talk about is really as far as I'm hiring an FTE. Over the last quarter, we hired a human resources director, we hired an emergency manager director, and we hired an administrative assistant that split 50-50 between my office, or actually the Human Resources office, and the Comptroller's office. And then we are also at the tail end of recruiting for the VCTC director. That director had gone through a scrutiny with several boards and committees of the community, as we're aware, and the VCTC board had made a vote of who they wanted, and the HR department right now is vetting that person and going through a process of hiring. As far as public works goes, there has been some challenges on keeping folks whole in that department, mainly with the water department. It is a process of we train it and then the neighbors poach it. And then we have to put all the roads people into the water department and there's nobody in roads. And then you got the people in buildings and grounds filling roads, and it's just an endless cycle. We are working with Jennifer and with the Human Resources Office, as well as some other means, to try to come up with some incentives to stop that process. And also this board has taken action over the last quarter to address some of those matters. And then last, we are the Human Resources Office and Comptroller are working with Sheriff Cullen as well to try to work with him on some of his staffing needs and plans that he has for the Sheriff's Office. Be happy for him at any time to elaborate on that, but that process is moving forward. And then lastly, we are going to go out to bid to have someone completely rewrite the county administrative policies, the non-HR policies, and then we'll be bringing that to this board for approval to have all those updated and modified. And whoever we go out to bid with, we'll work with each department and elected office to make sure those policies meet their needs. That's all I have.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments on the remainder of Austin's talk?
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions. I'm just pleased with the progress we're making on organizational matters and professionalizing, making sure that we are getting these where they need to be. So thanks for that work.
Yeah, agreed. Is there any public comment regarding anything Austin talked about? All right. Thank you very much for that quarterly update. Moving right on to item number 28, this discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of Story County's plan of correction action in response to the schedule of findings and responses on page 100 to 102 of the Story County financial audit fiscal year ending June 30, 2022. Comptroller McCain.
Good afternoon, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. This is mainly a clerical issue. It's something that we have to do every year after the audit is approved. I submit a letter that's signed by myself and you, the commissioners, acknowledging the findings and what our plans are to rectify them. Our first finding is report preparation. If you recall, this is in our findings every year. As our auditor, Joe Costanza, explains, due to the size of our county and our staffing requirements and restrictions, actually doing this on our own is kind of cost prohibitive. We are slowly but surely working through a module with our Tyler financial software for a certified accounting financial report that will help with this process. It will take some of the work out of the auditor's hands, but not all of it. We will never achieve that level. But hopefully once we get to where we can produce this financial report, we can get rid of this finding. Our second finding has to do with GASB 87, which most GASB items we kind of cringe a little bit when a new one comes out, which we did with this, but this also highlighted an issue that we have in the county, that we have several contracts, whether it's money that we are paying out or money that we're collecting. They just kind of, after a couple years, go in a file, and we just assume everything's happening the way it's supposed to. It was alerted to us through this whole process in our audit that, for example, we're not collecting the correct amount on our cellular tower out by Public Works. So due to this, we are putting in process shared files so we all see those contracts, and I'm in charge of having someone in my office review them, give us updates several months ahead of when things need to change. So that's basically what this says. I'm happy to ask any questions, and I'll leave this letter, if Jim doesn't have it over there, for you guys to sign.
All right, wonderful. Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jennifer about this?
I do not.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment about this item?
There you go.
Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Story County's plan of corrective action in response to the schedule of findings and responses on pages 101 and 102 of the Story County financial audit fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right, so there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to item number 29, this discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of the fiscal year 2024 through 29 Story County Capital Improvement Plan following the board public workshop on 1/17/2023. Austin.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. I really don't have anything to say at this point. We had talked about this pretty in depth at the last public workshop. If you got any further questions, I'm happy to take them. Jennifer's been very aware of this as well and considering it in her budgetary work with each department head. I do want to let this board know that this capital improvement plan draft is over at Lumison Associates. They are taking an analysis of how many staff or how many contractors really would be needed to administer grants, to administer the projects, do the project engineering, and actually follow through on construction management. That I will bring back to the board at a later time, probably the next meeting, for the board to consider. That will come with a price of what it would cost to do 5 years of this capital improvement plan with all of the contract services. I'm not doing the same thing for the 10-year plan at this point, because some of those things are a little bit in a wish list at this point. Happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin on the capital improvement plan?
Just a comment that as the events develop in Carson City and around us, this capital improvement plan becomes more and more and more important, and is going to have a spotlight on it here soon. So I'm thankful that staff has put the kind of effort that they have in it. It is going to provide us something that is critical in the coming days, weeks, months. Thank you for that, Austin.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, I think we're good to go, although I didn't see the Plaid Tesla admin vehicles on here.
This is an action item. We certainly can have those.
It's right next to the helicopter.
Okay, check it out. Thank you.
Yeah.
I do want to just mention one thing. When it's like, thank you, Austin, for doing this. That's great, but really, it's everyone in our county that's been putting this together, and we've been working back and forth with them on how many things does each department need, and this is basically just a compiling of that information. So I really want to send thanks to everybody for putting their time into this.
Yeah, great mention, Austin. It has definitely been a team effort. So thank you to all the departments and all the folks within those departments that have put in something towards this capital improvement plan. It is definitely not a one-man show, so thank you for addressing that, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding item number 29? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by county staff and comments received at the January 17, 2023 non-action public workshop, Commissioner Mitchell move to approve the presented fiscal year 2024 to 2029 Story County Capital Improvement Plan.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number 30 is to recess to convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board, bringing us to item number 31, which is discussion only, second quarter financial review of the water and sewer funds. I will leave it at that. Comptroller McCain? I didn't want to read everything he wrote.
I
already have that one ready.
Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller, for the record. So the water and sewer fund is trending at approximately 50% on revenues and expenses at 50% of the year. Which is great. I haven't been able to say that in several quarterly reviews and several yearly reviews. So our rate increase that we started several years ago is actually catching up with some of our operational supplies, and we're happy to see that. However, we will continue to monitor these two funds very closely. That's all I need to say on that.
Wonderful. Well, that is all good news. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions about Jennifer's update?